the Rick Emerson Show on AM 970 Solid State Radio. This just in. Ashley Simpson wants implants for her ass. Ashley Simpson wants to get bottom implants. The singer's obsession with surgically overhauling her image has become so extreme. Pals are urging the star to think about whether she really needs to go under the knife again. Ashley Simpson has already spent $130,000. You'd think she'd have, like, a plan or something by now. On plastic surgery, has already spent $130,000 on plastic surgery this year alone, reports NW Magazine. Ashley Simpson had, do you know, let's do a little quiz here, Sarah. Do you know, let's bring on to the Rick Emerson Show as well. From Los Angeles, CNN radio correspondent Jim Roop. Hello, sir. Fantastic.
Friday, brother.
How are things in L.A.?
Warm, unexpectedly so. Must be 77 degrees here.
Excellent. Life is hard, isn't it?
Mm-hmm.
Hey, do you have any advice for a guy whose girlfriend dropped her cell phone down his toilet? The question is whether or not he should be snaking it. And somebody was speculating that
Whether
what?
The toilet? Snaking the toilet or
yeah.
Snaking the...
Why? What else were you going to say, Jim? Somebody was talking about getting a snake and then using an auger, and then but now somebody is saying that if he snakes it, that a snake will break a porcelain toilet. I don't know whether that's true or not. Well, in any event,
I don't know. Why doesn't he just flush it away and make her buy another one?
It seems to be lodged there somehow.
What's he got? What kind of toilet does he have?
I don't know. Well, here's the thing.
How big is the cell phone? Is it one of those bricks from 1983?
No, it's a Motorola Razr, and I know that Sarah got on me yesterday for repeating things just 5 minutes after I said them previously, but here's the thing. Apparently what happened is the phone was dropped into the toilet. He, I think, was not aware of it somehow. Like, she had done it. He was not aware that the phone had been dropped in. And then, how do I put this? He had been engaged in a bit of business, a bit of sit-down business.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm,
mm-hmm. And now it's all, now both the mortar and the brick are down there.
I understand.
Yeah. So, in any event, let's move on.
Can't be lies that far. He's just reached down there and get it.
Well, see, that's what I was saying. I swear to God this is true. When we talked to him, he was using a samurai sword his brother had given him.
Tell him to man up and stick his hand down there. He's got soap and water, doesn't he?
Well, that's what I was saying. He was putting a plastic bag on his hand, too. He was kind of a sissy about the whole thing. Let me just ask you this. We're going to quiz Sarah Dillon on this. You might as well weigh in as well. Ashley Simpson has reportedly spent $130,000 on plastic surgery this year alone. Jim Roop, can you identify for me any of the plastic surgery procedures that Ashley Simpson has had done so far this year?
I think her nose and chin are two.
Her chin softened a lot.
She has had... See, but that... And when did they start saying softened? That became... That's a
because
new...
Because it was, you know, it was sharp.
It was pointy. It was cutty.
It was really cutty.
Ashley Simpson has had lip... See, we live in the most euphemistic time. Where nothing, they don't just say what stuff is anymore. They've got slang for everything. She didn't have her lips made bigger. She had lip plumping done. She had a boob job, a nose job, and an operation.
I was breast plumping.
Plumping.
Yeah.
A fluffing operation. As well as operations to, quote, soften her jawline and reduce the size of her chin. She did have that big Simpson family chin going on there.
Mm-hmm.
A longtime friend of the starlet. The reason I'm mentioning this is because she apparently now wants to get ass implants. She's friends. I swear to God I'm reading this. This is a news story, Jim Roop. Rick Emerson does not fabricate things often.
Well, my question is, when you're 73 and stuff starts going south, except the things with the plastic things in it,
yep.
How weird are you going to look?
We actually had this whole discussion one time about when they cremate you, whether or not they leave your implants in. And we discovered that they do, in fact, leave your implants in when you are buried and when you are cremated. They do not remove them. So it is conceivable.
Can't donate those things?
Well, we had a guy who was like not a mortician, but one of those guys that prepares the body prior to its, you know, final whatever. And he told us that was the case. So it is conceivable that you could be dead for many decades and still have full, firm breasts. Ashley Simpson, the friend says, Ashley looks nothing like she has, like she did last year. She's had so many surgeries and procedures, she looks like a different person. But pals say Ashley has never been a fan of her bottom. And now, having dropped a lot of weight, she's turning to surgery to fill it out. The friend says she believes her ass is flat, and now that she has lost some weight, she thinks it's even flatter. She wants to have implants put into her buttocks. And she is only 22 years old, by the way. So the fantastic thing for me, here's the great thing, is trying to imagine what she's going to look like, as you said. Like, how much work, if she's had all this done and she's only 22, how much work will she have had done by the time she's 50? I mean, there won't be an original part left on that woman.
That's true.
Ah, I love this.
And I wonder, as you grow older, if you have to have things updated.
That is a good question. Sarah, do you know anything about this? Not that you've had plastic surgery, but you follow the world of celebrity. Do you know if maybe...
I know that, you know, when you see older women, they get freshened up. So I don't know if that's...
They get freshened up.
Is yeah, that... I don't know if that's like,
fire
you know,
on the rack,
manipulating something that's already been done. I don't know.
Because it's... I mean...
We should have asked Tina Yothers when she was here.
Yes, Tina, please tell us about
tell us about your nose job.
Tell us about your bosoms. Tina Yothers, boy, that's what she had. She had a fantastic body still, but a lot of that was not God-given, I can tell. That's a lot of that was... That was straight from the doctor.
Ah, so what?
All right. Hey, so, well, no, it doesn't matter to me. I mean, she gave me a nice, long, lingering hug, and I have to tell you that Rick Emerson enjoyed that hug. Very much so. Hey, are you now... So yesterday, this is right off the heels of talking about Justin Timberlake. So now today, the Britney Spears thing. Now, what is the statement from her? She said,
She says, you know, basically she says she probably went a little too far with a newfound freedom. Like, I really care, but for some reason, this is a news story today. It is Friday, and we got to give Rube something to do. Heaven forbid we give him a moment to relax. I guess she's gotten a little bad press.
No, really?
And, you know, I mean, she's been out there with Paris Hilton, and people are starting... At first, it was all, thank God, she lost that dead weight fetter line. Now she'll get back to touring and recording. And then she's been caught out a little too late, a little too many times. People are starting to question her parenting skills. So she sort of did a little tongue-in-cheek slash serious posting on her website saying, look, you know, things have been magnified a little more than I thought they would be. Maybe I've gone a little too far with my newfound freedom. But thank God for Victoria's Secret's new underwear line.
Well, this whole thing, I mean, and we have these photos around of her pantless and pantyless.
Yeah, yeah.
And, I mean, it's just, and it is just the weirdest. I remember just 10 years ago when we were all scandalized by Sharon Stone. Possibly flashing that area of her body. I mean, we weren't even really sure that you got to see anything. And now I can just... Now, this is a good time to be a teenage boy. That's the only thing I'm going to say, though, because as a teenage...
Hey, my son smiles all the time.
Seriously.
He's 15, man.
He doesn't... I mean, because, A, all the girls he goes to school with, they all look like 19-year-old streetwalkers.
Hey, man.
And he doesn't... I mean, this may be less disconcerting for me because I don't have kids of my own, but, you know, you're a teenage boy now. It's just hot and cold running nude chicks everywhere you go. I mean, you log onto the internet, you can see... You can see the holiest of Britney Spears' holies, within 30 or 40 seconds.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
I mean, really, you don't have to look for those things. And you don't even have to look for the porn. It comes to you these days.
You know, you're not grabbing the Sunday paper looking at the underwear ads anymore.
It's true.
I mean, it's all there for you.
It is. It is. It is. It is the best of times and the worst of times. So.
You know, half of me is a little happy that he's got that little smile on his face, because I sure would hate... to think he's not interested.
Yes, it is.
I don't think there's anything wrong with that.
You know he's developing normally.
Yeah.
All right. Let's see.
Anyway, Brittany, God love her. She's whatever.
Yeah. There you go. I can tell that you've invested a lot of your journalistic soul into this story.
I looked at the damn posting.
Is this where they say, look, how do you find out what it is they want you to cover on a day? Do you get like a text message or like a BlackBerry or an email?
Well, it's a long process, but we communicate. Well, I communicate with Atlanta every morning, and we figure out my day.
And then they say, look, I need you to talk about Britney Spears. And that consists of you going to her website, reading this, and then just closing the website and waiting for the phone to ring.
And trying to do a story while keeping my dignity intact.
This is a program.
That's the true challenge of a story like this.
You really don't need to. You really don't need to worry about that in this program. This is.
I have no dignity, right?
No, the bar is just set so low here. The bar, really. I mean, look, we just spent about 25 minutes talking to a guy about a cell phone at the bottom of his toilet that he was trying to get out with a samurai sword while discussing what business he may have done with the toilet that is causing the phone to be wedged down there.
Mm-hmm.
So really, you got to understand where it is you're walking into when you talk to this show here. So don't.
Understood.
I don't want you to worry about those things, Jim. All right, you sound a little down. You sound a little morose today.
No, actually, things are good. Things are nice. Things are wonderful. It's warm. It's beautiful outside. The sun is shining. I don't know. I'm okay.
You just don't care about this story at all, and you're having to feign that you know about it and care about it.
Well, I understand why people are interested in it, because, this whole Britney thing has been a big deal since her, well, in certain circles, since her exit from Fetterline, and I understand that people are concerned about she's got two kids, and she has to walk that line between working mother and mother, and it's difficult for everyone. I understand she has fans, but I could really give a crap that she...
See, that's what I was waiting for right there. I just do not give a good goddamn about it.
I don't really care about the apology, because I just... It seems to me I just don't care.
Did you see the thing the other day, the pictures of her getting into the car with with a glass of wine in her hand?
No, I did not see that.
It's fantastic. Photographed getting into the car holding a big glass of wine.
You know, I just think that's her business. That's all. Let me put it that way. It's not that I don't care. I just don't think it's our business.
Well,
I don't think we should be dictating to her how she runs her life.
See, no, it doesn't matter to me. I mean, really, it's all just grist for the Emerson Mill. I mean, I really do believe that if you decide to go out and be... If you decide to leave the house in such a fashion that you know that your genitals are going to be revealed to hordes of paparazzi, I do believe that is some sort of tacit permission for us to discuss you in an intimate fashion. That would be my read on that. You know, I can...
But that seems like a... Well, okay, I hear you.
That's what I'm saying. You just... You're airing out your business, figuratively or literally. That's... I believe you have sacrificed some of your right to complain about that then.
True. True, you're right. And I understand that. I really do. I really understand.
Hear the contempt dripping from every syllable that leaves your mouth. All right.
Come on.
Jim, I would...
it brings me back to those... who's that little girl that used to steal stuff out of Beverly Hills stores? What was her name?
Winona Ryder.
Winona Ryder, yeah.
Yeah.
Reminds me of that. You know, whatever.
Well, forget about it.
We're all shoplifted.
All right, my friend. Go enjoy enjoy the beverage of your choice. Enjoy your Southern California weekend, my friend.
I wish you were here this weekend, man. It feels like one of those weekends just to kind of kick back.
Well, especially because it's going to start raining again here. We've been rain-free for a couple of days, but that's apparently all going to change tonight, and it's going to be 90 days before it quits raining, apparently.
Oh, God.
So, yeah, it's going to be fantastic. All right, my brother, enjoy your weekend. We'll talk to you next week.
Thank you, Rick.
There you go. Jim Roop in Los Angeles. That's what I love about that guy. It's just there's never any attempt to put on a front. There's no facade. If he just doesn't care
about
anything at all.
That's a dumb story for him to be stuck on.
Well, that's the thing is, you know, he's got a journalism degree. You know that's what that's all about.
And plus, that Britney Spears thing happened yesterday.
Yeah. Good times. Ashley Simpson.
Hey, so when we get closer to my...
ass implants. Yes?
When we get closer to my trip to L.A., you have to help me talk to Jim Roop and kind of work in how I can figure out how to use a press pass, because I've never used one.
Totally. Oh yeah, you got.
Maybe he could. Yeah, maybe he could get me into someplace fancy.
You can be on the list.
Yeah,
as it were. All right. It's 503-733-2970. 503-733-2970. We should.
Scotty J, this is David Cassidy. I don't know what else to say except
you're not going to amount to jack squat.
Scotty, please summon him to the studio.
Beam us up, Scotty.
End of message.
Scotty J, hello, sir.
Please don't make me smell anything.
Now have you arrived at any sort of a guess as to what we might have with us that would result in that smell?
Well, it's like you said, I got stuck on the scratch and sniff thing. I'm like, how could
don't,
anybody
but you,
put
no, no,
that?
No, but we live in a miraculous time where anything can be put on a scratch and sniff sticker. Don't let that... The only boundaries are those of imagination, as Rod Serling once said. Don't let that hem your speculation
don't
in.
Let it, Scotty J.
Don't right. Let it limit what you're guessing that this scratch and sniff sticker was.
And to be real honest with you, I haven't even given it a second thought. I just...
Right.
Trying to put it out of my mind.
All right, I'm going to let you sniff it one more time.
No.
And then we'll reveal. No, it's just once more.
No.
And then we'll reveal it.
I don't want to sniff it anymore. I've had enough sniffing for one day. I don't feel good either, you know. That's the thing.
Are you hungover? You look a little hungover.
I might. I don't know.
I don't remember.
I can't remember.
What did you do last night, Scotty?
We went and got a Christmas tree. And then we went to the Helvetia Tavern and had a little bit of food and put up the tree. And
the Helvetia Tavern, they got those, a toddy. And by toddy, you mean what straight from the bottle? The Helvetia Tavern, man, they got those hamburgers there like the size of a tire.
Yes.
The Helvetia Tavern has some of the biggest hamburgers I have ever seen in my life. They're like Stanich's hamburgers. I mean, they're massive. So what was your drink?
I found myself calling it the hamburger cake because it looks like that.
What was your drink of choice last night?
A bullet bourbon.
And so was this while you were attempting to trim the tree?
The tree was up already.
You went to the tavern.
As I looked at it this morning, it looks like it's leaning a little bit. Like,
did you buy bourbon and then bring it home?
Oh, no. I have a stash.
the J household.
Secretly hidden.
The J household is stocked aplenty with alcohol.
And did you go out with your wife, or was it just you at the tavern?
No, it was the whole family.
You brought your family?
Yeah.
So everybody gets to see Daddy drink.
We went and got a Christmas tree.
Of course. And
we gotta have a drink.
What kind of a... I'm going to be out with my family. There's got to be booze. Is that just like where you just... Is that like when you're plotting a long-distance trip and you identify gas stations between here and your destination? Is that where, like, when you go up in an outing with your family, you identify all the locations along the route that might be serving alcohol?
Well, that looks like a good bar.
Because what's the point of going to a bar and getting drunk if your kids aren't there
to watch?
I wonder
if they allow kids in that place.
Okay. All right, so you got to smell this one more time.
No.
No, you really do. And then we'll reveal what it is. Okay. Just one more. Okay, you got to close your eyes.
I can hardly wait.
All right. Okay, you got to close your eyes. Sarah, do you want to...
I'll do it.
You're closer now. All right.
Scotty, don't look.
Just the scratching alone makes me want to hurl.
Okay, big breath.
All right.
Scotty, okay.
Hold on. No.
Are you bracing yourself?
Ready? Go.
All right. Okay.
Smell it.
What's going on? I don't smell anything that time.
Maybe we.
You're not breathing in. He wasn't breathing.
You're not breathing in.
I am too.
You are not inhaling.
Okay, I'm sorry, but the scratching, the smell is gone.
Is it on?
I think it's gone.
It's gone.
Really? It's a low quality scratching sniff sticker.
You can only scratch so many times.
All right. Do you have a final guess before we reveal what it is you were smelling?
You know what? I think I was dead on when I said the rotten rose thing.
Well, I guess it depends on what your euphemisms are in this world. All right, Sarah, would you like to reveal? Scotty, please not to be looking at this.
Oh, my God. That is just...
The screen
is ridiculous.
Don't say that's what you're smelling.
Yeah, don't say that phrase on the air.
That is... I am going
to
hurl.
And
I'm sorry.
Would you like to see some film?
This is, you've been smelling the scratch and sniff sticker on the front of the Screech sex tape.
That isn't, yeah.
There's a trash can right there if you need
That's
to
right.
hurl. Now,
why would they even put that on there, is what I,
because
technology today.
Because they knew our show always needs material.
No, and this is it. No, there's actually, the scratch and sniff sticker is there, so you can tell, it says, if there's no stinking sticker, then it ain't real.
So that's how you can differentiate this Screech sex tape from the bootlegs. That's how
that's
you
right.
can tell the, and this is from our good friends at Tom and Ken at Taboo Adult Video. Screeched, the Dustin Screech Diamond sex tape, complete with a scratch and how do we phrase this? The scratch and sniff sticker on the front of the box is meant to convey the olfactory representation of a certain portion of this tape's fine activities.
You know what? And can I say, do you remember when he was, this is what I was trying to say earlier and then I got sick. When the first allegations came out about the tape.
Yes.
How he was saying how God blessed him in a very special way.
He was endowed.
He is not.
Well, how do you know that's a picture of him? You haven't
because
watched the video yet.
He's the only man in the video, I believe.
You need to watch the video and report back to us.
Now, it's funny you should bring that up, Scotty.
No, I'm not watching.
No,
he has children,
we have,
Rick.
Okay, I'll watch it for the children.
Blind drunk in front of his family.
Knocking over Christmas trees.
Seriously, hanging.
My tree is crooked, by the way. Did I say that?
Seriously, sitting alone at Dante's late into the night before spending like $150 on a cab ride home to Beaverton, he clearly doesn't care about his children. I mean, let's
that's
all
not
just
true.
Call
that's
a spade
true.
A spade.
No, Scotty loves his children.
I do.
Sometimes,
yeah. I got the
when
tree.
He's drunk enough.
The tree was for the children, you see? I love them.
So what?
The best part is he goes, I love him. And then he just sort of hangs his head and shakes his head sadly, Scotty, while looking down at his feet.
I want to know what Scotty's life is like after. We never started
after hours.
Yeah, like what do you do right after you get off work? Like here, what do you do?
First thing I do is run as quickly as I can away from the station and get into my car, and then I drive through the tunnel to the west side.
Okay, so you get home at what time? 3:30?
In between 3:34.
Now, is there anybody else at home at that time?
See, that's the thing. I sometimes have to pick the kids up at various different locations.
Is this an Ask Scotty J segment?
No.
It's 503-733-2970, by the way. If you'd like to ask Scotty J a question about his personal life or thoughts on issues of the day, it's 503-733-2970.
So do you and Mrs. J have a schedule you work out?
Well, see,
what do you mean?
She only has certain days off, right? And so during the week, typically, you know, our times off don't mesh.
What time would you say you get home?
I get home in between 3:30 and 4, depending on if I have to pick anyone up. But
now,
a lot of the times I like to, like, you know, head out to Fry's or whatever just to see what the latest and greatest is. So I just kind of make a detour on the way home.
So when you get home, is there typically other people in the house or are you alone there?
After 4.
After 4 o'clock, other people begin to arrive.
Yes.
So do you try to get home before that? Do you try to get home to
have a few moments of peace?
Have a few moments of privacy?
Quiet your head down a little?
Let me ask you this. When would you say, when is it that you begin, when is it you have your first drink of the day, you would say?
Like I drink every day, right?
Well, do you drink every day?
No, I do not.
Are you lying?
No, I am not lying.
When is the last time you had a drink?
It's actually been almost 2 weeks.
That's not.
It was last night.
What I'm saying. 2 weeks before last night.
You haven't had a drink for 2 weeks?
It was not, right. Because you were hungover within the past couple weeks.
Seriously, that is a bald-faced lie.
No, I was not hungover. Well, no, I was not. No, because I had a DJ event last weekend, so I went the whole week, and then this whole week until yesterday, I couldn't take it anymore.
the accumulated pressures of family life just began to build and build and build. All right, so you have to watch the Screech sex video, and what we'll do is we'll be expected to take unless somebody else is going to step up to the plate, but I suspect that's not going to be the case. So we'll expect that we'll need you to take some notes on this. And to then report back to us exactly how it is and whether you believe it's a quality product. All right,
okay.
Thank you, Scotty. All right, there you go.
Oh, don't forget this, Scotty.
Don't leave that laying around the office, please. Try to keep that covered. Thank you. All right, let's take a break here. We'll come back with Tim Riley at the Ministry of Truth. Here's what we'll do. We got Tim Riley. We'll have take some calls here. We will because the Grammy nominations were yesterday. So we got to do this today, or otherwise it's going to be pointless until the actual ceremony is until like March or something. So we come back, we'll talk about this Carrie Underwood thing. These people have asked us to participate in this study about determining the worst noise ever. And then Aaron Geek in the City, Duran, comes up at 2 o'clock to be in studio with us. You stay there. It's the Rick Emerson Show. Show 503-733-2970. Coming up in just a moment, Tim Riley at the Ministry of Truth. Aaron Geek in the City, Duran, going to be with us here in about 25 minutes, top of the hour. Our good friend Hog Whitman, hello, sir.
Hey, Rick.
Hey, Hog.
I heard you earlier. I was just calling in as a public service because you were talking about the cell phone down the toilet.
Yeah.
You know how I am, Rick. I'm always here for all your plunging needs.
Yes.
I think just sit it out and dry it out. You know, that's what I would do. And, I mean, just reach your hand down into the festering bowl of pee and dig it out and, you know, just let it dry out for a while.
Dig it out. It's really the word dig that makes that an unpleasant thing.
Yeah, dig. Well, that's the other thing. Oh, and one more thing I might add. I know you know this because I gave you my Christmas song, which is probably a little too rough to play on your show.
Oh, this is the Christmas Time in Prison?
Christmas in Prison, yeah.
Yeah, Scotty has it. I believe we have an edited version of that we're going to be playing.
It would need to be edited.
Yes, yeah. Substantially so.
Yeah.
There was a line about performing what I believe is an unnatural act upon Santa Claus.
Something along those lines. Yes. Yeah, Santa doesn't make it out too well.
An act of prison love, yes.
Yeah, if I could just mention that if anybody, you know, like wants to actually get that, you know, for their own little Christmas.
How might they do that, Hog?
Well, they could go to hogwhitman.com, and then they would have to look around, because it's sort of hidden.
Yeah.
But not very. But look around for a thing that says, do not click here.
Okay. Duly noted, sir.
And then if you click there, that you will have a really, really Merry Christmas.
You will feel the virtual hand of Hog Whitman reaching into your wallet. Thank you, sir. Ladies and gentlemen, Hog Whitman. Thank you. All right. Yeah, we have his Christmas in Prison song. We got to edit that up. We'll be playing that at some point as we approach the birthday of our Lord Jesus. Here's Tim Riley, ladies and gentlemen, at the Ministry of Truth.
And now, from the Ministry of Truth, this is Tim Riley.
Well, the House Ethics Committee has found Republicans failed to do enough to protect underage pages once they became aware of a Florida congressman's improper communications of them. We know who we're talking about, don't you? The subcommittee chairman, who's a Republican named Doc Hastings, said the panel's findings show that members of Congress have a responsibility to act quickly in a similar situation involving children.
At those times, each of us who is privileged to serve in the House, members, officers, and staff alike,
members,
has an affirmative obligation to speak up and to seek appropriate action, and then to follow up to ensure that that concern has been properly addressed.
Doc Hastings?
Yep, the old Doc Hastings.
I just picture him with, like, arm garters, you know what I mean? Like a big sort of Kenny Rogers. Yes, Kenny. You're going to need to see Doc Hastings about this hook through your face.
Well, old Doc says there is only one option for those in Congress facing a similar situation to the Foley scandal.
Logging.
And we recognize that doing the right thing in a sensitive situation can be very hard and difficult. But simply put, in situations such as the ones described in our report, doing the right thing is the only acceptable option.
Could this guy be any blander? Could this be a
list? Well, this is a week of reports, which people do not act on.
Exploratory committees.
It's a Foley study group.
It does, yeah, exactly. Reports which will be read once and then put on a shelf, which will be skimmed and then put on a shelf and covered with dust, never like a family Bible, never to be read again. Today does feel like a Friday, though. Today really does feel like a taking out the trash. Yes. Like just a million little bits of info we're getting to today. Here's Tim Riley.
And relaxed Donald Rumsfeld is bidding farewell to the Pentagon. He grew emotional at the start of the town-style meeting with Pentagon employees as he reflected on his years as the bumbling defense secretary.
Clearly, the worst day was Abu Ghraib, seeing that
also
what
fired.
Went on there and feeling so deeply sorry that happened. And I guess my best day, I don't know, may be a week from Monday.
When I kill you
when
all.
When I formally stepped down.
Reflecting on his time as a stumbling Defense Department boob.
He says America's leadership in the world is urgently needed.
Clearly, and let there be no doubt, despite the fact that we have been successful in preventing attacks since September 11th.
When?
Ours is a troubled and very dangerous world.
Troubled.
And we must not forget it.
Yeah, okay.
Yeah. He presided over an ambitious modernization and said the U.S. military has undergone, quote, the most magnificent changes since World War II in force posture around the world. Apparently, that's a sentence.
Away from the static defensive orientation that was left over from the Cold War and towards arrangements that are much more appropriate to this 21st century.
That means nothing! It's a non-sentence.
Well, typical Donald Rumsfeld.
A non-sentence. Boy, I read a great piece, great, and also a little disturbing, but a great piece that I think it was in, it was in the New York Daily News, I think. And it was an article about our, you know, that guy that we loved, Baghdad Bob. Mm. The old, you little roast in the stomach of a motherless goat, American pig dog whores. You, when that, there was a great, what is that, that one guy, the one guy was, and we don't know his name beyond Baghdad Bob. Even Lisa Goddard couldn't remember what his actual name was, but that one guy was Baghdad Bob, and he was the guy who was denying that we were in Baghdad while there were tanks behind him. And that phrase about, like, you know, you will writhe like a headless rattlesnake in a fiery pit of quicksand. You know, and so I was reading this article today where it was like a chart where on one half they had, like, things he had said that seemed insane at the time, and then, like, and like actual things that are now happening, which are exactly what he predicted. Because you remember one of the final statements that guy made? Baghdad, but before he vanished into wherever it is he vanished, that guy's in one of Mr. Creedy's black bags somewhere, just being the being beaten with a horse whip. One of the final things he said, and it's so strange to say this, it was as we were getting ready to come and whoop up on Baghdad, he said, "This invasion will end in failure." And I remember everybody just sort of laughed. Oh, that crazy Iraqi. He doesn't know what he's talking about. Failure. He's a fool. All right. Jesus. Here's Tim Riley.
And now news for the ladies. Women's World. Ladies, you now have a new birth control choice. This is a delicious, chewable oral contraceptive to hit pharmacy shelves today. It's spearmint flavored. Dr. Harley Thracker is a women's health expert at the Cleveland Clinic.
There are some women who don't like to swallow pills, even tiny pills. And so to have an option now of a chewable birth control pill, I think is a nice advance.
Wait, hold on, I missed part of it.
There are some women who don't like to swallow pills.
Okay.
Dr. Holly Thracker.
What? I missed the first part of it. That Tim was talking over it.
Uh-huh. There are some women
who don't
like to swallow.
Well, Miss Thracker says women will enjoy swallowing this handy pill. And that missing pills are a big problem for many of the ladies.
Anytime you skip a pill, whether you swallow it or chew it, there's a concern about the efficacy of preventing pregnancy. And so we do want women to be consistent when taking their hormonal contraception. There are some women who don't like to swallow.
Meanwhile, what's Beyonce up to?
Well, she and
Jay-Z are getting married this weekend. And contrary to rumors, they both insist they are not tying the knot. The couple are holding a four-day celebration on a yacht up the Caribbean island of St. Bart's.
You know, I got to tell you, man, I'm not a big, like, Beyonce fan or whatever. So, but, you know, who am I to tell Jay-Z what to do? If you were to take a poll of everybody under the age of, all guys under the age of 30 probably, and certainly all guys under the age of 25, Jay-Z really is the new Sinatra. He just for a whole generation of guys, he is exactly who everybody wants to be. That guy. I mean he's an incredibly successful musical career. Wasn't Sinatra the head of Reprise Records? Wasn't that his label?
Yes.
Yeah, so, I mean, you know, you got that. Jay-Z's the head of Def Jam, which is the world's most revered hip-hop label. I mean, he's giving it to Beyonce. That guy's all about style. He is sort of this bizarre hip-hop Sinatra, which is a thing that I never... It's a phrase you don't really... think about using a lot, but that is, man, I dig that guy. I really do.
There are some women who don't like to swallow.
Here's Tim Riley.
Meanwhile, Lance Bass and his boyfriend, Rachin, who has a last name nobody can pronounce, are making up and set to go on a romantic holiday weekend. Yes, we're working on things. A close friend adds they're back together again and are very happy.
All right. This is Candy. Candy? Candy.
Candy.
Candy girl. I'm going to skip the new edition joke there. Brad, you're on the Rick Emerson Show. Hello.
Hello, Rick.
What's up?
Hey, I've got the solution for the cell phone.
Okay.
Wet-dry shop vac.
Well, but that's not going to work because he's already... Well, I mean, are you talking about just to get the water out or to get the actual phone out?
No, you suck the water out, take the filter out, suck the water out, and then that hose will just stick right down into the toilet and it'll suck it right out.
Pull up all the plumbing in the process. and then use it to take out one of your contact lenses.
Exactly, yeah, use it to...
How much suction pressure does one of those wet-dry shop vacs have, do you think?
I don't know. If you get a good one, it's pretty good. You know, you don't want to get it near your body parts or wherever.
Like one of those big...
That's what I was thinking.
Yeah, exactly. I was cleaning the house nude, and I somehow fell and became lodged inside this wet-dry shop vac.
Yeah, that to your doctor.
Please now take me to the emergency room. You were talking about the good Black and Decker kind, right?
Yeah.
All right. Well, what's his name? Ryan is supposedly going to call us back after he picks up the snake at his dad's house, and then we're going to
shove it in there further and ruin it. So,
it's not my toilet. I don't really care what he does with it. He has what Joseph Smith would call free agency. He has free will. If he wishes to snake his toilet, that is between him and his God, sir. All right. Thank you, Brad.
You bet. Bye.
All right, there you go. Yeah. Speaking of which, do you have that? So we have a story.
Faulty plumbing.
Thank you.
Well, a German executive has died in a whirlpool bath at his Singapore apartment after being sucked into the drain. Police did not release the name of the victim, who would have been embarrassed by this, who was in his late 30s and recently arrived in the city state, but the Times newspaper named him as Art Stock, an Asian finance director for the German firm Schott
AG. The Times said the fellow was found with his stomach stuck in a suction drain in the whirlpool. The grill over the hole was broken, and he apparently had been sucked to the bottom.
Mm-hmm.
The newspaper said his fiancée, who was also in the pool, screamed for help, but the suction was so powerful that four men who tried to rescue the man could not pull him out.
Now, that seems... I mean, it just seems unlikely, because there's something...
No, it's likely.
I'm just saying, I don't even understand how that would be the case, because wouldn't it have just killed scores of people by then? I mean, it didn't...
Well, if the grill must have fallen off it.
Or had been removed, perhaps.
By the same people who would lock gates closed rooms.
Exactly. Oh, is Candy ready? Hello, Candy.
Candy is back.
Hey.
Hey.
Hey, best show ever.
Thank you.
All time. Listened to you for years.
Excellent.
I was just kind of doing the dual TV and radio thing. Stuff, you guys advertise Stuff?
Oh, the store Stuff?
Yeah.
I believe we do, yes. There's Stuff.
Oh, my.
Nothing you want, everything you need. Yeah. Well, that depends. Why? Why are you asking the question?
I'm asking because...
That's like when someone says, were you at home last night at 8 o'clock?
I could have swore, you know, if this... They have a new commercial.
Uh-huh.
And it's a young man they're calling Don Juan that's tall and skinny with blonde hair. And I think I heard Sarah describe him one day, a while back, when she said she went to Stuff. And I was just wondering if she remembers that conversation. This guy was just unbelievably make you want to puke.
I don't think I've been to a place called Stuff.
It's like a... Yeah, it's like
it sells every... It seems to me like what they're trying to... It's a pawn shop, I think.
Well, yeah. You can get like... But they specialize like a lot of electronics.
Correct. And it was just a... I thought of you guys instantly.
So there's a commercial?
Oh, my. You have to see it. This guy is just dripping with, oh, dear God, who are you? And he just looks a lot like Sarah, I think. I recall.
He looks a lot like Sarah.
And meeting a tall blonde there. So,
I'm so confused.
I don't think that has anything to do with us.
I'm like, no, I do not believe we have any.
We'll have to look.
We're going to form an exploratory committee.
Okay, I guess
study group
to look into that. Okay, and until then, Candy, I would like to leave you with this thought.
Go running, stop it!
All right, thank you.
Thank you.
Best
there show. You are. You're going to take me a super save tomorrow because I have a sale. You're there for Paris. That thing's delicious, and you gotta take me today to get a new toilet seat because mine got broken and was sliding. So I would fall off of it like, whoa! Do we have assistance, please, to run over what for toilet seat?
Here's Tim Riley at the Ministry of Truth.
Yeah, how could the Pirates of the Caribbean get 3 stars?
Is it the first one or the second one?
It looks like the second one.
Because that's payola. Because someone has been bribed. I will give you the answer to that right now.
I fell asleep like 3 times during that.
It's like 5 hours.
It felt like
more.
I hadn't missed anything.
It never ends. That's Pirates of the Caribbean 2 goes on and on and goddamn on.
It is the worst movie ever made. And we didn't even go to see it with Scott Daly.
No, once. When is the last time Scott took us to see something good?
I liked Bobby.
Oh, I did like Hollywood Land,
which I still haven't seen.
Oh, that's a great movie.
It's a great movie.
Did you see it?
I didn't see it with Scott Daly. I saw it in the theater.
I tried to see Hollywood Land when I was actually in Hollywood. When I was in it for Supernova, I went.
Ben Affleck was amazing.
Yep. Yeah, Lara just wasn't into it. She didn't want to see it, and I tried. I'm like, no, baby, come on. And I should have lied.
That's too bad because it's like history / mystery.
She doesn't like noir stuff, and I made the mistake of using the N word, by which I mean noir. You're a bunch of noirs!
I want an apology.
That's what we're going to say.
You'll not be allowed back into the studio.
Then nougat. That'll be the other N-word.
So the noir.
He's covered in nougat! No, but I made the mistake. She's like, Hollywood Land? That sounds interesting. What is it? And, the thing is, it's like it says, the longer you sit at a table with a chick at dinner, the more likely it is you're going to say something that makes her not want to close the deal. When I said, let's go see Hollywood Land, and she's all, She's, that sounds great. What is it? I should have just taken it right then. Like, let's go find out. You'll love it. She said, well, that sounds great. What is it? And I said, well, it's a noir. And as soon as the words were out of my mouth, and I was looking, do you ever do this in real life where you look for the 10-second dump button? You say something, you're like, delay! You know, you're looking for the delay button. There was no 10-second delay. And I said, noir. And as soon as I said that, I could see the light in her eyes switching from yes to no. And so I was not allowed to see that. And then I tried to see Idiocracy. That which I also that was playing, and I don't know when the hell that movie's going to come here. Idiocracy is never going to be. It's just never going to come here. It was in L.A. It's the new Mike Judge film. It's the follow-up to Office Space. I'm just waiting for it to come to Portland. I tried to see it in L.A. and it was sold out. I wasn't able to get in. So yeah. Anyway, the point is, Hollywoodland. I tried to see. But I heard it was good. You loved it.
Yeah.
And then, so Sarah liked it too, and blah, blah, blah. Yeah, anyway. So, yeah, the point, don't see, don't see Pirates of the Caribbean 2.
And I noticed there are so few good movies that have come out this year that Netflix dropped their fees to like $5.95.
No.
There just aren't a lot, a long line of movies that people want to see from this year or last year. Oh, who knows what 2007's going to bring?
Nothing but crap. See, again, there we go. It's right cutting to the heart of the matter. You know, this is a radio. We pull no punches. We don't wrap things in euphemism or...
we don't read 10-second liners you've heard time and time again.
Picking you up and making you feel good. Mm-hmm. Ryan, is this with the snake?
Yes, it is.
All right, so you are back. You're back at your house having retrieved the plumbing snake from your father.
Right.
Now, have you tried using the snake on the toilet yet, or are we going to get to hear that?
Oh, no, I have actually just, I'm above my toilet, and I have put the snake into the toilet.
Now, this would be good, just a recap, because your girlfriend's cell phone is lodged in the back of the toilet somewhere.
Right. And actually, she was listening to the show, and now she's mad at me for telling you on the air about it.
I'm sure that you'll find a way to make it up to her. So, now, have you retrieved the cell phone yet?
No, I was waiting...
Do you need musical accompaniment?
Yeah, seriously. Do we have... Wait, hold on. Let me see if I can... I'm sure we can find some music to accompany this as you snake your toilet attempting to...
free them.
All right. Okay.
Are you ready?
Let's get to it.
All right.
Radio gold.
I don't think this is working.
And that's what you call a payoff right there. What do you mean it's not work? What's happening, sir?
Well, so far, it's just scratching the toilet. And really, a lot of nothing.
Jam it in harder.
I am trying. I have a hand down the toilet. I'm trying to force it through the toilet, and it seems to have reached blockage.
Okay, what you want to do is... No, take the snake back, pull it back a few, and then just, like, ram it in as hard as you can.
All right.
But scratch the bowl really good when you bring it back.
Waiting for the sound of flooding water.
Oh, porcelain cracking.
Yeah, that's what I don't want to do. It's actually, to my defense, it's a rental house, so...
No.
Yeah, then shouldn't the guy be over there helping you?
No, toilets are made to withstand the snake. That's a government regulation. Toilets are made with a material that can't be broken by a snake. Isn't that right, Tim?
I do know to replace a toilet and a toilet seat comes up to around $400.
No, that's actually good to know.
That's only if you're getting a fancy toilet, the kind that the
if you have a generous
landlord.
They have
them for free on the side of the street.
Yeah, seriously. Yeah, there's some.
Oh, I didn't know
guys
that.
Guys in my neighborhood just put them in their yard.
Yeah, there are always toilets outside.
All right. So, have you made any progress, sir?
No, I just have rust and discolored water and scratches on my toilet now.
Now, have you weighed the possibility that maybe the phone isn't in there and she lost it
maybe
somewhere else?
Maybe she left it at the bar or something.
No, because she had it when she went to the bathroom and she didn't have it when she came out. And this is the only possible exit strategy for the phone.
How about if you put a long rubber glove on your arm?
I actually tried that. I went and tried to reach down. Mm-hmm. And I was scared my hand was going to get stuck, and I'd be the only person home with my hand stuck in the toilet. And
you know, there is another
James
place.
I'm all over again.
Have you ever seen Scrubs? Anybody?
No.
But they don't have a lost and found box. They have an ass box.
Oh. You mean... Well, how would that have happened, though? It seems like she'd have to trip at a strange angle. Are you speculating that maybe Papillon...
The razor is pretty slim.
Or maybe Papillon style, she's hiding the phone in a safe place?
No, I don't think that's a possibility.
You're saying that, she's hiding the phone somewhere, but you don't know where it is?
Yes.
You might need to ask her...
I just find it really hard to believe that You would hear a phone fall down the toilet.
Do you think that your girlfriend might be lying to you about where
she's having an affair?
You see, why would you say that?
Do you think that she might be... I was going to say, do you think she might have just left it somewhere and she's embarrassed to tell you she left it there?
Well, to her defense, I tried to get the snake to go through the toilet. And if the cell phone wasn't the toilet, theoretically the snake would be able to travel through the toilet.
Well, maybe the toilet's blocked by something else.
Possibly.
Do you know how to use this snake?
Yeah, there's a lever, a handle, and then the metal part goes into the bottom of the toilet, so I think it doesn't need too many directions.
Well, Tim,
maybe there's a little more force.
Maybe, yeah, try, maybe, try, are you standing on the bowl?
Yes, I'm standing over the bowl.
Okay, no, but I mean literally, maybe stand on, like put one foot on the bowl so you can really brace yourself there. And really just give it a good ramming. Just give it just one good, you know, because it might be, because the phone, if the phone is sideways, might be lodged in the toilet pipe.
Did you,
no, all it's doing is hurting my hand by shoving it in the toilet.
Well, maybe now you've loosened it, so maybe you should take out the snake and take the plunger and try sucking it up.
That's a great idea. That would have been my next.
That's a great idea. Or again, now that you maybe have loosened it, try the hand down there again.
Not the hand.
Well, no, because it may be.
He's all alone.
We're on the phone with him.
We could call 911.
What if he drops his phone down the toilet?
What if he drops his phone? I'm just going to say that. What if his other phone is lost?
Well.
Now, well, listen.
There's no water in the toilet right now, so the plunger's not working.
But I'm saying that's why maybe you should reach down in there again, because you may have moved it around with the snake.
No, my hand's not small enough to reach up there.
Okay, well, then get the plunger and start going
but
at it.
But there's no water, though.
He can still cover the hole with the plunger and start, like, using the suction.
Tim, do you believe that'll work?
Yes, I do.
Okay. Wait, hold on.
This is his last chance.
We've got other phone calls here. I'm sorry. I picked up the wrong line. Ryan, stay there. John?
Ryan, pull the toilet off. That's what it's caught in the trap in the roof and tip it over. Go get one of those wax rings at Home Depot, and it's probably a 7/16 wrench to pull it off.
Oh, see, this
undo the turn the water off. Pull
way
it
too
off.
Hard.
It'll take 10 minutes.
It's gonna be way too.
All right,
John. Why
so there's a
far.
Trap in
John,
a toilet.
John, what did you? What were your first words to Scotty when Scotty was screening your call?
No offense to Ryan, but. Don't be retarded or don't be a retard. Just pull it. You're not going to suck it out or break it out or manipulate it out or samurai sword it out. Pull the toilet off. That's what a plumber's going to do.
Right, and I've actually done that, and I can't get the snake all the way through the toilet.
No. You need to pull the toilet off the base.
Oh, no, I do. I have the toilet off to the floor, and I'm trying to still get the snake to go all the way through it, and I can't.
Oh.
Well, then I'd say you need to go buy a new toilet or break
and a phone.
Wait, I don't understand. So you actually removed?
So you're
you have the toilet on its side?
Yes, I do.
So you're just like sticking the snake in a hole?
You're just sticking the snake down into the floor?
No, I'm trying to get the toilet is off, so off
right
where it's screwed in. I'm trying to get the snake to pass
the
through the trap.
Oh, the phone's in the trap.
It's a trap.
Where do you live, Ryan?
Well, I don't want to say that.
No, but I mean, what general area do you live
like
in?
Like, what quadrant?
Oh, come on, it'll be too obvious.
Southeast?
Southeast.
No, it's Gresham.
Do they even have a spare toilet there somewhere? Is this, is this like the one toilet everybody shares?
How about if you shot an arrow into it? I'm sure you can find somebody.
All right.
A crossbow.
All right. Thank you, John.
Hey, no problem.
All right, there you go. That's John.
So we've been no help at all.
All right, so he lifted off the toilet, and the trap is in the toilet, and so he has to take out the trap.
No, the trap is in the floor.
So can you see the trap?
Once you remove the toilet, yes.
Okay, so can you see the trap?
No, well, in the toilet, it goes down, it goes up, and then it goes back down, and then it goes into the trap and the
floor. The trap is the hole in the floor.
But there's blockage in the toilet, not in the trap.
I'm so confused.
Oh, so it's in the part of, so it's in the actual toilet that you've taken out of the ground.
Yeah.
Do we have any plumbers listening to the show, do you think?
What if you just picked the toilet up and shook it?
Oh, I've
like
tried
a baby.
That. I can't hear anything in it, but I still.
Why don't you get some tongs?
Yeah, do you have, like, barbecue tongs?
Oh, I'm scared because all I have is food tongs.
Well, that's okay. You got soap and water.
They put him on the boiling water after.
Yeah, seriously. Give him a good wipe off on your pants later. So.
Well, I want to boil my hands right now.
Does your girlfriend know that you've disassembled the toilet?
I think so.
Have you ever done this kind of thing before?
You mean lost a cell phone? Or
no, I mean take it to disassemble the toilet.
No.
Okay. Well,
he probably lost all the washers.
I never would have guessed that. All right. Hold on a second. This is Ryan. Let's hold on here. Raleigh?
Yeah.
Hello, Ryan has a cell phone lodged in his toilet somewhere. He has now taken the toilet apart and he's jamming a snake down into the hole, but it's just not helping. Please now to help.
Hey, very, very, very simple. Put the wax ring back on. Put the thing back on there. Flush an M80. Problem solved.
Okay, you're not. That's
you're not.
Not that's not a
sir.
Serious
no,
idea,
sir. It will
sir.
Solve the whole problem.
That is a rental unit. That.
Oh, listen to the tone.
I just went and flush the M80.
Real, the tone of a landlord. That is what we call a scorched.
No help at all.
That is what we call a scorched earth solution, sir. That is not.
That will not work.
That is not advisable.
Oh, okay. Well, then two M80s. One for the old toilet, one for the new one, and then Tim can buy a third one.
Thank you, Raleigh.
Goodbye.
Bye.
Okay, I have no idea what I'm talking about, but.
What?
Remember that old thing about where there's like a ball and a hole in the ground and you fill it with water? Maybe he needs to plug the hole in the bottom of the toilet, then fill the toilet back with water, and then use the plunger. That's
what
my
ball?
Idea.
What ball?
The phone. Like, you know, if there's a ball down in the bottom of a hole, it's like, how do you get the ball out?
You fill it with
you
water.
You fill it with water.
So you're saying...
If you can plug the bottom of the toilet...
And then refill it with water.
And then fill it with water and then use the plunger.
Because then the plunger will work. Ryan,
so.
Do you believe that the phone is stuck in the actual toilet or in the trap, which is below the floor level?
I believe it's actually stuck in the toilet.
Okay. All right, so Sarah's idea might actually work.
Yeah, it actually might. I just need to go find a tennis ball now, I guess.
No, not a tennis. No, she was using the ball as an example.
Sorry, I got confused with the ball on the phone.
Hold on. Jesse.
Oh, my. Don't do what Sarah's saying to do. A plunger pushes water down. It doesn't pull it out.
Oh.
So what you got to do, it's simple. It was two things. First things first, lay the toilet on its side and use the snake going the other way and
no
push
one
it
knows.
Back the way it came.
And like,
I tried that too, and it's still, I can't get it to pass. So
okay, then take the toilet outside and get your hose if you have a high pressure nozzle.
Yes.
That's what I would suggest. Like a high pressure hose.
Do you have a hose, sir?
Yeah, I have a hose.
Can you
lift the toilet?
Yeah, I'm scared I'm not getting my rental deposit back.
All right, so here's...
or hey, just forget that toilet, get a sledgehammer, smash it, get your phone out, and go buy a new toilet.
Seriously, how much would that toilet itself cost?
The toilet itself, you get a decent one for $150.
Really?
Yeah.
Boy, I'm almost willing to offer to pay it just if he'll smash it with a sledgehammer for us.
What if the phone isn't even in the toilet, though?
Oh,
you know,
well, that'd be even better. That'd be even better if he smashes it in the phone. Really? So you can get a phone for $150?
Toilet.
I'm sorry, phone.
No, I don't replace phones. As a landlord, I replace toilets. look at the lease.
All right.
I have never replaced anyone's phone.
Landlord not obligated to repair phones. this lease is binding and non-transferable. All right. Thank you, Jesse.
No problem.
All right. There you go. Jesus Christ. All right. Josh, you're on the Rick Emerson Show. Hello.
Hello.
Hi.
I just happen to be here setting a toilet right now.
Are you really? Yes.
I was thinking that he could come at it from the backside, from underneath.
No, I've tried that. It's still lodged.
Okay, so he tried that and it's still lodged.
It is?
All right.
Yes, it is.
Well, try it again.
I am trying. I'm ramming my snake.
Through the back door. Do you have...
There actually is no trap in the floor underneath. It's in the toilet itself.
Do you have a sledgehammer?
Yes.
Yes, I do.
So, Tim, can you guarantee me that he can get a toilet for $100?
Well, I'll go on Craigslist right now.
Well, he doesn't have the person that I have working on my building.
Well, I got to get back to work.
All right. Thank you, sir. All right.
I'm more than willing to do that, to bring my toilet down there to smash it. If we can think we might be able to find the cell phone inside of it.
How about if we do it in the lobby of the coin tower?
Oh, that's fantastic. Or just on the street out front.
Just drop it off the side of the building.
Hey, there's a place in Beaverton that sells toilets for $25.
Really?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, I bet they're good ones. Let's see a picture of the toilet. If you can find a toilet for him for like $50 or less.
If he sells toilets, then it's just pictures of toy cars.
I think this is a toilet scam.
That doesn't make any sense.
Somebody's going to be arrested.
All right. Eric, you're on the Rick Emerson Show. Hello.
Hey, think about gravity.
Yeah?
If the phone fell down, turn the toilet over, and it should fall back out.
Oh,
there is no trap in the floor.
How much is that toilet, sir?
That's a handsome toilet.
It's $35 for, a beige 1.6-gallon, like new, coal toilet.
A beige
one... Does it come with a seat?
Okay, it's a beige 1.6-gallon toilet. Sir,
yes.
That we found here on Craigslist.
It's in Sunnyside.
And it's in Sunnyside. All right.
It looks well taken care of.
I will buy that toilet for
color,
you.
What color is your toilet right
what
now?
What color is your toilet now?
It's white.
Well,
okay.
Yeah, this is beige. You don't mind a beige toilet, do you?
No, I don't think so.
All right,
I just
Sarah.
I don't know if the rental place will notice.
No, they won't.
Tell the landlady you spray painted it.
Oh, I will. Yeah, I'll pay for this new toilet. If you can smash the old one with a hammer, if we can get this new toilet.
Well, there are a lot of free toilets.
Yeah, well, don't you want me to bring the toilet down there so we smash it, we can see if the cell phone is actually inside or not?
I think
we need pictures.
Really? No, that is great.
Well, you could take it on the bus.
How would you get the toilet here, sir? Do you have a truck?
Yeah, I have a truck.
Really? What time is it now? Could you be here? How long would it take you to put the toilet in a truck and come here?
I'd have to figure out where the coin tower is, but I think I could make it a half hour.
That's a big, tall building.
I don't know.
Oh, okay. I know where it is.
Do you think that gives us enough time to take the toilet out front and smash it?
Well, we have to find a parking space. So we might have to carry it down through the parking garage.
Oh, that's true. No, we may have to do that on Monday. Have we taken our 50?
No.
Really?
I might want to get the legal, though.
Hey, you're listening to KCMD AM Portland, by the way. Is Aaron
Ooh,
geeking the city?
Ooh, here's an elongated toilet for $100.
Oh, those are luxurious.
In case you have an elongated ass.
in case your ass has just gone through a stretching machine. How much is that?
It's $100, and the guy will come and install it.
Really? For $100, and he'll come and install it?
Oh, no. I read that wrong. It was installed for less than 1 week.
All right. Ryan, I'm going to put you on hold, okay?
Okay.
Don't go anywhere. I think we have to take a break.
All right.
All right. We should probably take a break because we got Aaron and we got commercials we have to play. People who are sponsoring this fine toilet discussion. Yeah, if we can find a reason to play price toilet, I'll pay that out of my own pocket. And then we can smash the toilet he's gotten on, see if the phone's inside. Back after this, the Rick Emerson
Toilet Humor
on AM 970. I need a bathroom break. Thank you, Scotty. Back after this. Don't go anywhere.